What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Time again for the Big Foodies. BB Shea, Biggie, and Matt coming at you. Today, it's summertime, so we're doing the Triple S soda sampling.
What?
Yes.
Man.
Came up with
you worked
that
on that all night.
Ago. Yeah, that's right. So
you could have called it the assorted summer soda sample.
That's like that even better.
So there's a couple sodas that dropped recently over the past couple weeks. Two new Mountain Dews, of course, because they don't
stop. You know, we were able to escape Mountain Dew for a few months, but guess who's back with a vengeance?
You're sleeping on me, so I'm going to give you two.
A new Coca-Cola Spiced. I don't know what that's about. Interested in that.
I am.
A Sun-Kissed Strawberry Orange, which just hit the shelves, I think, today or yesterday. So,
I like that.
Yeah. So we're going to try it and let you know what you need to be drinking this summer.
Okay.
Where are you going to start?
I want to do the Coke Spice first.
Okay.
Because cool. I feel like that's going to be something. The other are fruit flavored.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, this is raspberry with a kick of spice. Now, I love anything raspberry flavored.
Tell me, what do you mean by spice?
Exactly. I guess we're going to find out.
Raspberry spice. Sporty spice?
It's
posh spice?
Does it have a spice smell?
I've smelled that before.
It smells like bubblegum. Yeah, I get the raspberry. It's like a bubblicious.
Oh, yeah.
Raspberry spice Coke with other natural flavors. There's no details.
Hmm. Ooh. I get the spice on the back end. It's like a cinnamony. I mean, it's just.
It tastes like potpourri.
That's
Christmas.
Yes, it does. It tastes like.
This is a. This in December.
Yes. It tastes like you ate one of those potpourri brooms.
Yes. Yeah.
Like the cinnamon
little,
brooms.
The little that comes in a bowl you just came up on. Yeah.
Yeah. You ever walk face first into somebody freshly spraying some like cinnamon. Like Febreze. And you get like, I shut my mouth.
It's like my grandma's den. That's what it tastes like to me.
Is it weird that I don't hate it? Like, I mean, I don't know. It's different.
It's different.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd go out of my way to buy it.
Yeah. It doesn't taste bad by any means, but it's not a everyday drinker.
I will say this. I won't ever have it again. I don't have any issue with it at all.
I'll tell you.
It is not a summer drink.
I wouldn't mind because, I like the zero drinks. I wouldn't mind seeing what that tastes like because they have a zero version.
They do.
Every time I look for it, it's sold out.
Yeah.
So if I stumble across one, I might try that.
I could have gotten it. I just assumed it wouldn't be that.
I haven't seen it. Most of it has been sold out.
I assumed it wouldn't be that big of a flavor difference. That's why I didn't get it, but my bad.
All right.
No, it's fine. Unless it's the only thing there.
Yeah.
I don't see myself actively getting it again.
Yeah.
But if I were to do it, that's a Christmas drink.
It is.
It definitely
it's
is.
Weirdly.
Yeah.
That's not a.
I'll tell you, when you first taste it, you're like, okay, I don't really. Like, it's just Coke with a little raspberry. It's not till you've swallowed it that you get this rush of potpourri in your nose.
It really reminds me of just walking through, like, somebody who just missed an air freshener.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Like, this is the perfect drink whenever you're decking the halls. The Bowels of Holly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's for summer. Well, let's move on to the more summery themed drinks.
So I want to try this Mountain Dew Baja Laguna Lemonade.
Okay.
I'm interested because I don't think that they've ever done like a lemonade type flavor.
They're
so
not.
Excited to see how this goes.
It's
mango lemonade flavor. That's the flavor.
Okay. Mango.
I do like a mango.
Mango's always the safe flavor to go to.
Yeah.
I like a mango.
The big thing is, will this taste any different than just Mountain Dew like the other ones? That's always my favorite.
That's
it's a different shade of Mountain Dew. Smell.
Mango. Heavy mango.
Heavy mango.
Super heavy mango. I like that there's a starfish with a snorkel.
So this is part of their Baja series, because I see it's the...
There's also a parrot with a nose ring and a hat, and some bling.
I get a lot of mango. A lot of mango.
I get a little bit of the lemonade.
Tiny bit of lemonade, but mostly I get mango.
Yeah. There's like some lemonade tang there. Some tartness. this, yeah, that kind of does separate itself a little bit from the Mountain Dew that
I don't
tends to break through here.
I like it, actually.
Is it the 20th anniversary of Baja Blast?
Yeah.
That's why they're doing it.
Did you know? I just learned that the other day. I didn't know it had been around that long.
Yeah. I will tell you this. It's almost like three different flavors. You get like mango up front, a little lemonade, and then some Mountain Dew at the end. Yeah. I like it.
I do too.
Put a little vodka in that.
Yeah, buddy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put a lot of vodka in that. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's stay on the Dew train.
Keep me on that Dew train.
Point Break Punch.
Should I just ruin your cups?
I think so, yeah. I might need another one.
I just ruined BB's one of those clean cups.
While Matt's pouring and getting another cup, we'll give a shout out to the Berry Patch real quick. Summer drink time, which means it's the summer. And what better place to spend the summer than at the Berry Patch? Located off 220 in Ellerbe, the world's largest strawberry. Driving down the highway, you go, hey, what's that big monument over there? It's a big strawberry. But inside that big strawberry, they got some of the best ice cream, produce, people, merch. Everything you could ever want. One phenomenal place. Great people as well. If you're out that way, tell them the Big Foodie said...
was good.
Was good, yeah.
There's Matt's signature line.
Berry Patch, worldslargeststrawberry.com for more information.
I love the intricacies of the Mountain Dew logos. They do take a lot of pride in that. What's that fish that lives at the bottom of the ocean that's got like the light bulb?
Oh, the lantern fish? Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
So one of those is on here, but the lantern looks to be a cherry or a blueberry. There's raspberries on here, there's blackberries, there's pineapple rings, and there is a squid with a flowered bucket hat.
Well, what's our flavor here? What's it say it is?
Point Break Punch.
Oh, so it's just a fruit punch.
Yeah. Tropical punch flavor. Okay. It's a tropical punch. That tends to be more pineapple.
Anytime you add pineapple, it becomes a tropical
coconut.
There's like, I've always noticed that when it comes to anything punch, it's like, what do we need to make this tropical? Add some pineapple juice. Bingo.
We have this, and it's not tropical enough.
This smells like dew.
Yeah.
It smells tropical-y. It smells like a Hawaiian punch.
Mm. I don't care for it. This tastes like a bad version of Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Tastes like stale Code Red.
It does. It tastes like a knockoff Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Like Hill Dew.
Hill Rain.
Hill Rain.
That's Hill
it.
Rain.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Valley Floods.
Yeah. Sorry, kids. We can't afford Mountain Dew, so we have
Quarry Monsoon.
Yeah, we have Hill Rain.
So now we've got the new Sunkissed Strawberry Orange Soda.
Leaves a bad film in your mouth, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm like...
That one didn't do that.
I thought that was going to be better than the Laguna Lemonade, but the Laguna Lemonade is pretty good. Now, what is a Strawberry Orange Sunkissed?
Strawberry Orange Sunkissed.
I don't know why we're all so quiet for that.
I was like, trying to say something. This is awkward.
I just thought it was hilarious the way you're pouring it like we're children. Like,
I was like trying
that's
to like,
enough.
I was trying to like, you know, be a bartender.
Interesting smell.
Smells like
it doesn't have much of a smell.
It smells musky.
It smells like strawberry syrup.
It does smell musky. It smells like BO.
Mm.
Ooh. That is bad.
That's not.
That shit sucks, dude. God.
That is the fakest tasting fake strawberry I think I've ever experienced in my life.
Ugh. Son, kiss my ass, dude.
That is not good. Like,
here's
the
thing. It tastes like a expired strawberry with acid. Like the acid from an orange.
Are you sure this just came out today?
Yeah,
because I'm like,
sure,
I'm waiting to see like new for summer of
today.
2022.
Yeah. No, it says new on the bottle.
Listen, here's the review.
That is bad.
Get you the Mountain Dew Mango Lemonade.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and don't try the others.
Yeah.
This is, like I said, it truly tastes like fake strawberry in there. Like
they had
just
a blueberry lemonade Sunkissed come out recently.
That was was good. Yeah. We tried that.
It was
that
great.
Was not good, dude.
This is bizarre.
Should have stayed home.
Did he go back to the drawing boards on that?
I'm coming out on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, but they
wouldn't. No, they wouldn't put. I mean, no one's going to be like, hey, come taste our shit.
Exactly.
April Fool's. You drank shitty soda.
Our stock just plummeted.
Buy from us again.
Like, that's the worst April Fool's Day joke ever.
There's one of these that's foodie approved, and it's the mango lemonade Mountain Dew. The rest of them.
Well, Coca-Cola, Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just miss the mark.
Put a little
of
that for Christmas.
Yeah. The rest of them, I'd rather drink this sticker.
Yes.
Well, the lemonade can hang.
If you'd like one, let Barrett know.
Yeah.
Let us know, and we'll let Barrett know. And then
you'll get one by Christmas.
You'll remind him, and then he'll send it to you.
By the time it gets to you, that spiced Coca-Cola will be good to drink.
Let us know on social media if you've tried any of these. You find any other summer sample sodas that you'd like for us to try, let us know where we can find them, and we'll snag them. Big Foodie's found on all social media and podcasting platforms. That's BB Shea. This is Big Man, and I am Matt. And we'll see you next week. We'll be right back.